All right, to Pakistan now. For months, American officials have been watching political developments there. Voters in Pakistan chose a new government that is no longer controlled by U.S. ally President Pervez Musharraf.
Now it looks as though Pakistan will strike a deal with a militant leader in the border area with Afghanistan, the same man accused of arranging the assassination of Benazir Bhutto during the election. We're joined by journalist Ahmed Rashid in Lahore. Ahmed, welcome back. And what's troubling for the U.S. is that this border region is where the Taliban is very strong, where Osama bin Laden is thought to be. What's going on?
It's a very, very complicated situation. It seems that the government and the military and the provincial government in the tribal areas are negotiating a deal with the Pakistani Taliban to halt attacks against Pakistani troops and police, which are taking place. What is complicating is that for the Americans and for NATO in Afghanistan is that the deal seems to be limited to stopping Taliban attacks against Pakistani forces, but not necessarily stopping Taliban crossing into Afghanistan and attacking U.S. and NATO forces inside Afghanistan. That is what is worrying the Americans.
Ahmed, the government now in power in Pakistan, the new government, is controlled by the party of Benazir Bhutto. Why would it strike a deal with a militant group led by the man who's accused of killing her?
Well, I think, you know, there are several crises going on here. There's an economic crisis because of the increase in oil prices and food prices. There's a political crisis with President Musharraf. And, of course, then there's this whole terrorism threat. And I think what the government is looking for is a breathing space. You know, they want an end to these suicide bombings and attacks against Pakistani security officers. But, of course, what the Pakistanis have to give away in order to get this breathing space, this is what is creating the problems and the tensions.
What do you think the U.S. could do or might do about this? And let's note that the Americans have been using more drone planes to carry out attacks on militants, not necessarily with the approval of Pakistan's government.
Well, what we know is that, at least for the time being, I think the Americans have agreed not to use drones until they see the shape of this agreement. Now, again, you have a problem here is that, I mean, if American intelligence in Afghanistan finds out that Taliban leaders, Al-Qaeda leaders are gathering somewhere, there will be enormous pressure from the U.S. military to attack, whereas in Washington, at least the White House, the State Department, I think want to give this new government a chance and want to give this government a breathing space. The Bush administration has already taken so much flack for supporting Musharraf for too long and not supporting the Democratic government. Now, if they attack and if they carry on as they were in the past, it will be seen by Pakistanis here as undermining the newly elected government.
Ahmed Rashid with us from Lahore, Pakistan. He's got a new book coming out soon, Descent into Chaos. It covers U.S. policy in the region. Ahmed, thank you.
Thank you.